VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on the VCY American Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we have those in our culture that are obsessed with advancing the LGBTQ plus agenda, and children are so often the target. Just in recent days, we learned that Disney's animated movie Onward is going to be featuring the first explicitly open LGBTQ character, a purple lesbian cyclops. It's opening in theaters this week. Marvel is releasing The Eternals, featuring the first openly gay superhero and also the franchise's first gay kiss. Recently, we learned about PBS relaunching the Clifford the Big Red Dog, introducing a girl with two lesbian moms. Drag queen story hours are being held in libraries and other venues all over the country. And now, just days ago, we learned from the Pacific Justice Institute Center for Public Policy that legislation is being proposed in California that threatens to fine retailers for separating boys and girls' clothing from separating boys and girls' toys and other child care products. Well, joining us today, we welcome Brad Dacus. Brad is the president and founder of the Pacific Justice Institute, their mission to defend without charge the religious freedoms, parental rights, and other civil liberties of people who cannot defend themselves. Brad was a legislative assistant to U.S. Senator Phil Graham and went on to receive his Juris Doctor from the University of Texas School of Law. Brad, thank you for joining us today.
Great to be on the show, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, when I saw your news release come out last week, I shouldn't be, but I was shocked. I was shocked about this piece of legislation introduced in the California legislature, Assembly Bill 2826. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, this bill is outrageous. It specifically will mandate that stores, and I'm not talking about the government here, we're talking about privately owned stores, will have to not have a separate section for boys' clothes and girls' clothes, or boys' toys and girls' toys, but they're going to have to integrate it, and it's all under this effort to try to make gender neutrality, gender confusion, something that is commonplace. They want the kids to see everything is gender neutral, and in so doing, to further their gender identity dysphoria movement or transgender movement that has really taken off across the country, but especially in states like California, where it's very common in public schools and high schools up and down the state.
Now, this legislation is starting with, and I say starting with, because I know if this passes, it's going to be modified down the road, but it's starting with department stores with 500 or more employees. So are chains covered by this, like all the Walmarts in California, combined employees, Target, et cetera?
Oh, yes. They will all have to deal with this, and it's really a slap in the face to parents. You know, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we defend the rights of parents as well as religious freedom and sanctity of human life. But the fact that the stores are making it difficult and confusing for parents as well as the child, I'm sure will be very disheartening for many people, especially as these major department stores like Macy's and the like are already closing their stores down, already having a weaker market share because of online competition. This is only going to make things more difficult for these businesses wishing to compete with the Internet.
I looked at this bill, and one section of it says, keeping similar items that are traditionally marketed either for girls or for boys separated makes it more difficult for the consumer to compare the products, and incorrect implies that their use by one gender is inappropriate. By separating it, Brad, they're saying it's, you know, it gives people the idea that it's inappropriate for a boy to wear girls' clothes or a girl boys' clothes. I'm saying it is inappropriate, but that's what they're trying to break down those barriers.
Yeah, what they need to understand, and this is really sad because their religious zeal, that is the LGBTQ's religious zeal, is overtaking rational thought and understanding of behavioral psychology and child psychology. And here's how. It is, studies show, it is healthy for a child to have a clear, defined gender identity. Gender confusion or gender identity dysphoria is a mental condition. If a child is encouraged, and this continues, this encouragement for them to have this, if it's left alone and government leaves everything alone, more than 70%, one state says over 85%, will no longer have that dysphoria if these kids are just left alone by the time they reach adolescence. But instead, if it's encouraged and it's precipitated and made hip, if you will, which we have in public schools quite a bit, a lot of teachers, public school, government teachers are pushing this, then what happens is when they grow up, the average transgender person does not live to see their 30th birthday because of depression and suicide, and that suicide is not because people didn't accept them. That suicide rate is just as high in San Francisco as it is in the South. So it's an internal issue. It's like giving them a cancerous tumor, knowing full darn well that it's going to likely kill that child before their 30th birthday. That is the context. That's the scope we need to look at this and to understand the seriousness of what's being propagated.
You know, this, again, this is the government telling private businesses what they have to do, how they need to organize their store. They get so detailed in this bill. Clothing, they define clothing. Clothing means any wearing apparel worn for any purpose, including under and outer garments, shoes and accessories composed primarily of woven material, natural or synthetic yarn, fiber or leather or similar fabric. I mean, this is outrageous.
Yeah, it is. And also, we're talking about not just young children, but also, say, kids in early adolescence. And here you have, you know, the jock strap right next to the girl's training bra. You know, this is going to be awkward, I think, for some parents, or even especially if you have children in fourth, fifth, sixth grade. And it's not necessary, particularly, you also have pictures and things. It's very awkward. Undergarments, very awkward and very inappropriate. A parent should be able to take their child in to get undergarments without their child seeing pictures of the opposite sex with undergarments on a product, which is now protocol and normal in undergarment marketing. So it's also can just be, you know, offensive or just inappropriate, as well as potentially dangerous to the extent to which its intent is, which is to encourage gender confusion and precipitate gender identity dysphoria, which is very contrary and very harmful. We need to have compassion and understanding for children who have gender identity dysphoria. Precipitating and encouraging it, particularly at the childhood level, is not compassionate. It's irresponsible and harmful in the long run. Studies are very clear.
Indeed, and as we've had like the likes of Dr. Michelle Critell on this program, I mean, she compared it to child abuse to affirm a child's dysphoria. Brad, I mean, the goal of this is really government forcing businesses to have gender-neutral retail department store.
Exactly. It's the nanny state. It's the nanny state pushing this, and I think people need to look at politicians in this election year very broadly in terms of, is this a politician, this specific issue aside, is this a politician that's going to encourage greater nanny state, greater government control over our lives and our merchants, and the impact it has on our child rearing and raising our children? It's a philosophy that can be very dangerous. This is just one classic example of what the nanny state can do in terms of its potential harm to our society.
And folks, it's not only clothing, it's toys as well. And you can't have a section of dolls and different dolls for girls and a section of trucks for boys. No, it's all got to be integrated. You can't have separate toy department, toy aisles, a girls' aisle, a boys' aisle. This Assembly Bill 2826, it was introduced by Assemblyman Evan Lowe. What do we know about him?
Evan Lowe is a radical LGBT activist legislator. He pushes out all kinds of bills. He was supportive of legislation that was going to punish and make it illegal for churches to have church retreats, marriage retreats, where anyone ever shared their ex-gay or ex-transgender experience. Sell books that have people sharing their testimonies of deliverance in this area. He was going to really pounce on religious institutions and churches. That bill did not go through, but we expect him to bring it back. But that's the kind of mindset, the kind of intolerant, insensitive, some even call it hate-filled kind of legislation that's being propagated under the guise of supposed civil rights.
Now, you said that it would be a mistake, as some other pieces, a mistake to dismiss this legislation. I mean, it's outrageous, but you're saying it's a mistake just to dismiss it, you know, like, oh that's not going to go anywhere, because the same representative, Evan Lowe, he's been successful in getting other legislation passed.
Oh, he has, and he's very skilled. But what's most important for you to realize is that it's not just him. The radical LGBTQ movement, they have a lock on a clear majority in both the California State Assembly and the California State Senate and the governorship. You know, the former governor, Jerry Brown, who is known for being a very liberal governor, had some degree of sensibility. I think that came with age, frankly, and just life experience. This governor, Gavin Newsom, is totally sold out to that agenda. We expect him to sign it. Have to say that there's a very good chance that it's going to pass the Assembly and the State Senate.
Hmm.
The only thing that might hold it back, maybe, is the fact that this is an election year. Some may just want to punt it for the following year, in the non-election year. One way or the other, though, I would say it has a very good chance of passing in the state of California. And that's just another reason why so many people are leaving the state of California who have children and want a healthy environment in raising their children in the way they should go.
One other aspect of this, and I saw an article in the Sacramento Bee, and they reported that a spokeswoman for Lowe's office said that the inspiration for this bill came from a 9-year-old daughter of one of Lowe's staffers. I saw another article that referred to it as an 8-year-old, so whether 8 or 9-year-old, I don't know that it matters, but the child told Lowe that she didn't like how boys and girls sections were separated and that he should make a law against it, and that's exactly what he's seeking to do here.
Yeah, if that child said that, we know exactly where that 8-year-old got that script, if you will, or that mindset. And that's what's so sad is children at that age, they know gender identity is something very cherished. That's why you often have, like, the girls' drinking fountain and the boys' drinking fountain. It's something that they cling to, they cherish. It's very important for their development. Efforts by adults who have different lifestyles, different philosophies, who wish to further that agenda at the child's expense will sometimes use their child to push ideology that is just not normal in a child's development to come up with. Gender differentiation is normal, it's healthy, unless it's interrupted by adults wishing to take advantage of children. I think, unfortunately, that's probably what we have here, assuming what was said was true.
With us today is attorney Brad Dacus. He's founder and president of the Pacific Justice Institute. And calling to light this Assembly Bill 2826, warning about it, a new piece of legislation that would force upon businesses to have gender-neutral retail department store. Outrageous, folks, but that's not it. There's so much more that's going on in California and in the assault, in this agenda pushed by LGBTQ plus targeting youth. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, is any progress being made in cloning attempts?
Chris, there is a lot of work in cloning going on these days, but all is not so rosy in clone land. Often when clones are born, they exhibit diseases which normally are restricted to older specimens. For instance, Dolly the sheep, the first mammal cloned, died of old age about the same time as her mother died of old age. Recently, 4 cloned pigs all died of old age-related diseases within 6 months of being born. This should make us stop and think before cloning humans. Are we going to have elderly babies? It's not really known yet. There are a lot of good reasons not to go ahead with human cloning. This is just one of them. It's best to go back to Genesis and recognize that humans are created in the image of God and therefore deserve protection.
Visit our website at www.icr.org.
Folks, sometimes you think you've heard it all, but you haven't. And the stories get more and more outrageous as time goes on because this agenda is, well, it's not relenting. I mean, to push the LGBTQ plus agenda, and indoctrination is the goal. Youth are being targeted by all of this. And we're going to delve further into resources that are available for you as well dealing with this issue. Brad Dacus with us today from the Pacific Justice Institute. And, Brad, we really see children being targeted by all of this. I saw another story that came out from the Daily Signal referring to the California Teachers Union wanting kids to have the ability to pursue gender transitioning without parental consent. It was January 26th, California Teachers Association that added transgender and binary youth to the students who can leave class for medical reasons without parental permission. But in essence, it's students secretly pursuing this transition, the so-called gender transition, at school without parents ever finding out about it. Tony Perkins wrote on this saying, the California Teachers Association Committee made it clear the final goal is hormone therapy, part of that access. The union's concerned that the current law does not allow trans students to begin hormone therapy without the consent of their both legal guardians.
Yeah, it's very serious. And in fact, we at Pacific Justice Institute had a case matter dealing with a girl, a 16-year-old girl, a minor. She had told a teacher and then a counselor that she wanted to change her gender, and a psychiatrist said, oh, yes, this would be really good for her to have the hormone shots and surgery and be permanently sterilized and change her gender. Of course, the psychiatrist works for the government, on the government payroll, and we at Pacific Justice heard about this. The social worker told the parents, Christian family, that they had to agree to this or they would take the child. The parents said, we're a Christian family. We're not going to agree to this. They took their 16-year-old girl from them for the state to become the new guardian to begin to implement this medical procedure. We at Pacific Justice went into court, and we were successful in getting that 16-year-old to be put back with the parents. The 16-year-old wanted to be with her parents and family. So this is how extreme it is. And this is not the first of this we've seen in California. We're going to see this spreading to other parts of the country, Arizona, Washington State, and Oregon, and other places as well, as we move on. But it's very dangerous in the schools. We see the new sex ed curriculum that's coming out. It's being mandated even in the charter schools. And it's very, very radical LGBTQ material all the way down to the first grade, second grade. Bringing in, recommending that children be exposed to how they can change their gender to whatever they want, which is very psychologically very unhealthy for these children, with explicit sexual diagrams. We at Pacific Justice Institute, Jim, are about to come out with a new video, and it's a documentary showing explicitly what is actually being shown and being presented to these children. And this curriculum I'm talking about is all throughout California, but it's also in 17 other cities now, school districts across the country, including Fort Worth, Texas, and Austin, Texas, and it's spreading, and parents have no idea. That's another reason why we came out with an opt-out form that parents can download straight from our website. For all 50 states, it's customized, and they can download this to protect their children and their grandchildren without charge, and we'll back them up in court if needed. It's straight on our website, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
Okay, anything in particular they're looking for in finding those opt-out forms?
Well, as far as on the website?
Yes.
Yeah, click parents. There's different categories, business, churches, parents, life, pro-life. Click parents, and then they'll find opt-out forms on the resources that are listed. And they can download that very, very easily. We also have, regarding the social workers taking kids, we have something very important. It's 12 steps to protect your child from CPS or social workers.
Yeah.
That is very important. Every family should print that out and have that on hand because there's often a very short window of time in dealing with a social worker knocking on the door, threatening to take the kids. Parents need to know what their rights are. The good news is that parents who follow our recommendations more than 99% of the time do not lose their children. And that is, unfortunately, a trend that we see happening in states across the country as well, particularly blue states, blue-dominated states, like on the West Coast, the East Coast, and Illinois.
Folks, again, it's pacificjustice.org. Pacificjustice.org. I see on the very top column under resources, click on resources, and then for parental rights, there it is, right there. 12 steps to protect your children from child protective services. Notices of reasonable expectation privacy, the public education religious rights in California, Illinois is there. Lots of other helpful things are there as well for you. And the public school opt-out forms right there on the site, pacificjustice.org. Right at the outset of this program, I gave several current examples of the targeting of children of the, you know, by the LGBTQ plus agenda. We got Disney's animated movie Onward, first openly LGBTQ character, purple lesbian Cyclops. We've got Marvel with the first openly gay superhero, first gay kiss, PBS getting back into action again, Clifford the Big Red Dog introducing a girl with two lesbian moms. We got the Drag Queen Story Hours. We'll talk about that here in just a moment as well. But this is really reaching young people. It's really that indoctrination to make that which is abnormal seem normal to them.
Exactly. This is also not a new strategy. This was utilized by Mao Zedong as far as winning the youth, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin. The attitude was, give me the youth, and I will have the future. And in so many ways, that is true, and they get that, and they're doing it. And parents need to recognize that if they allow the basic status quo, that is their children being able to watch videos or even have free access to the Internet, they're going to see this kind of harm and damage. They have their child in a public school, even public charter schools now. This kind of material is being mandated. Parents, I think, need to have a homeschooling mindset. Even if they're not technically homeschooling, they say they have their kids in a private Christian school, they still need to have a homeschooling cultural mindset that filters and sifts through everything that their child is being exposed to and influenced by. I will say this also. As far as the Internet goes, many parents will have, like, filters on their Internet. And they say, oh, I have filtering for against pornography and cuss words and things. What it doesn't filter, though, it still doesn't filter ideology and lifestyles. That is still making its way past the filters. So parents really need to step back and really reexamine all the environmental influences, including when they take their child to a shopping mall, to the store, what is their child going to be exposed to in today's society, and understand the stakes are very high. In California public schools, right now government schools is more an accurate statement, in our government high schools in particular, the majority have at least two or three transgender children or kids, teenagers, in the high schools. It's now commonplace, and it's almost a hip thing, and yet it is so medically and psychologically dangerous.
Yeah, and it's not just California. I saw this column by Todd Starnes Monday talking about what's going on in Illinois. There's a report called Strengthening Inclusion in Illinois Schools. So there's this task force set up saying school districts need to eliminate or refrain any school tradition or gender-based activity that's not gender-neutral. We should not call them boys and girls. We should use terms like students or scholars. We should not have separate phi ed classes. Boys who identify as girls, well, you can use the bathrooms, you can use the shower facilities of your choice. We don't want to say mother, father. We want to instead use terms like parent, guardian, and, you know, putting holdings in the library, multimedia sources, all to push this. We talk about how left California is, but this is now Illinois, and we're seeing this spread like wildfire.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we're looking at blue states, Washington State, Oregon, California, Illinois, New Jersey, or Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, all the way on up north from that. Those are whole states adopting legislation. But then we also have cities in red states, like I mentioned before. Those mm-hmm. school districts, folks, those are very, very liberal. You know, we look back at history and we say to parents, and say in Nazi Germany, how could you have your children indoctrinated into something that was so harmful to be a part of the Hitler Youth or the whatever. But yet, that's the basic mistake parents are making today in a very serious way in terms of the spiritual genocide that children are being thrust into by parents who have their children in these government schools and are not aggressively examining other alternatives and looking through their different avenues to protect their kids. Some parents are leaving the state of California that I know just to protect their children, but they have to be aware where they're moving to may still be harmful and may still have serious threats. So it's very, very problematic, but the stakes require us as parents to be responsible and very prudent and timely in addressing it.
Well, in that list of items I gave, which was a very brief list as to what's happening today, I did mention the drag queen story hours. And, Brad, I know you're defending a pastor who was there to let his voice be heard. We thought this pastor was let free of charges, that everything was dismissed, but you're saying it's still going.
Oh, yeah, it's still going. The reason it's still going is because after the judge dismissed it as unconstitutional for the government to treat this man differently because of his Christian beliefs, solely because of his beliefs, he was treated differently. And then they filed a motion for reconsideration. The judge says, didn't you read my opinion? Absolutely not. Denied. They're so committed to persecuting this pastor and making an example of him against Christians wanting to be treated equally. They're appealing this case. And if they're successful, they'll have him behind bars. If they have their way, behind bars up to a year, behind bars, a man who's a pastor of a church, a loving church, caring church in that Spokane community of the state of Washington.
And we
at Pacific Justice Institute are defending him, along with many other pastors and ministers, I might add, across the country, who are being criminally prosecuted now for evangelizing in public places. It's becoming all too normative. We're taking those on. About 30% of our budget is just criminal defense of ministers and pastors in the United States of America for evangelizing in public places.
Yeah, basically being told where he can be and where he cannot be based upon his viewpoint.
Right, based upon his religious viewpoint, which is outrageous. It sounds like something I would read as a child, what's taking place like in the Soviet Union, maybe the book Brother Andrew or something.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is happening here in the United States. And we at Pacific Justice Institute take it very seriously, and we have resources on the rights of individuals to be able to share their faith and live their faith in the market, in the public square, in the marketplace. And we make that available also on our website for free at pacificjustice.org.
One other issue before our next break, and that is how this whole issue, the LGBTQ+, is impacting so many segments of society. You've even got an issue you're defending as far as it relates to the Border Patrol.
Oh, yes. This is an outrageous case dealing with a woman who's being told that she has to be willing, as a Border Patrol agent, a female agent, to be willing to be naked in front of a man in the women's locker room when they're showering and dressing and changing. She has to be willing to be naked in front of a man who comes in at any time, who's an agent who declares that he sees himself as a woman. She complained. They weren't going to protect her. They said, this is just the way things are. This is now just a new requirement for you to be employed by the United States government, to be visually violated every day. We at Pacific Justice Institute took action. We'll talk about that after the break.
Brad Dake is with us here today on Crosstalk. Folks, outrageous. It is outrageous what is going on. And in so many of these cases, youth are targeted. Young people are being targeted as they seek to have them forced upon them that which is abnormal for them to believe that it's normal when it's not. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
The phone rings and your heart stops. You look down at the screen and see the name of your dear friend who has been waiting for biopsy results. As your shaking fingers fumble to answer the call, your heart cries out a silent prayer. You immediately hear the shock and sadness in her voice. You know, even before she utters the words, it's cancer. What do you say? What do you do at such a time? You want to be supportive, but don't know how to. In the book, Loving Your Friend Through Cancer, cancer survivor Marissa Henley shares from her heart the struggles of cancer, but also presents very practical ideas on ministering to your friend or loved one with emotional needs, spiritual needs, tackling logistical needs, and far more to lend support. Loving Your Friend Through Cancer is available for a donation of $16 or more from VCY America. Call 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
We'll be right back.
Yes, friends, it is 2020, and these things are going on as we speak. Brad Dacus is with us today from the Pacific Justice Institute. Check out their site, pacificjustice.org. We're going to get an update on what's happening with this Border Patrol situation. But, friends, we also want to open our phone line so you can get on board with your questions and or brief comments on these issues. I mean, here we have the government in this proposed legislation proposing to tell retailers that they have to have a gender-neutral store, as a gender-neutral retail department store. We've got all this being foisted upon kids through Clifford the Big Red Dog now, and other specials coming out from Disney and Disney Pixar and other venues as well. We see what's going on here with the California Teachers Union. We see also the aspects in the Drag Queen Story Hours. Your comments today, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. So, Brad, what's going on with this Border Patrol agent that you're representing?
Well, she complained, and her boss says, no, we're not going to do anything. So we filed an administrative complaint. We got a right to sue letter, and we filed a lawsuit, a major lawsuit in federal court. And I cannot tell you how grateful I am to President Donald Trump for his fantastic court appointments that are going to have a big impact, particularly if they're allowed to continue for the next 4 or 5 years, in protecting our rights for our children who will be in these situations. I never wanted said that my daughter, as a condition for her employment with the government, if she works for the government, has to be willing to be naked and visually violated by a man who claims to have gender identity dysphoria. And you know what? Even if he has gender identity dysphoria, the overwhelming majority are still sexually attracted to and turned on by the opposite biological sex.
Yeah.
People don't realize that, and that's what makes this such doubly outrageous, and why we need to protect the dignity of women and their privacy, not just in this case, but this case could also have precedence protecting children in junior high locker rooms and high school locker rooms, potentially across the country, depending on the agenda that comes into Washington after this election.
Well, I just became aware of a situation this morning out of a school system in Rylander, Wisconsin, far northern Wisconsin, where a transgender went into a restroom, and we've got sexual assault charges now taking place against a child by the one who's claiming to, you know, be of a different gender. And all of a sudden now they're saying, okay, they're putting a stop to this while they do an investigation into it. But these are isolated cases. We've seen what's happened in the Target dressing rooms and in venues all across this country on this very issue. Brad, it's disturbing what is taking place. And you've got resources on your website because people look at all of this happening today and said, how do we respond in such times?
Yes, and in fact, we have pastors and churches contacting us about this, and we actually give them clear counsel in terms of policies on how to have open arms to everyone, just as Jesus is to everyone where they are. That's the Christian way. But at the same time, how to do it in a way that is responsible and reasonable and protective of people in the church. The majority, 3 out of 4 transgender individuals are not pedophiles. They're not dangerous in that regard, but one study shows that basically 1 out of 4 do have pedophile issues. And so we need to be loving and respectful to people who are transgender persons. At the same time, we need to give wise counsel and discernment for churches and others on how to deal with this as a matter of policy. And we provide that without charge from the Pacific Justice Institute to churches all across the country moving forward.
Again, folks, the website is pacificjustice.org. Let's go to the phone lines today here on Crosstalk. Mark our number down. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that means the line is available at 800-733-9829. We're going to begin in Glasgow, Kentucky. And Eddie, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, for taking my call. I appreciate so much y'all's effort. One thing I wanted to say is the laws that are trying to pass are giving leverage to this effort, this movement. And not only do they have laws already passed, laying dormant, wait to be put into effect, but they're trying to push this law through the Equality Act. And if they do, what we're doing is we're being bound politically and our means to resist or to do what's right is getting down to almost zero. And also, I didn't even know about PacificJustice.org. I'm driving down the road, but I'm so thankful for any effort. We're in trouble. When the last administration painted the White House rainbow colors, to me that was writing on the wall to wake up to what's going on in America. Thank y'all for the great, and I do mean the great effort you're putting forth.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate the call. And we have done, Brad, I'm going to have a comment on this so-called Equality Act. We did a full program with Matt Staver from Liberty Council on this, but what a nightmare. And the House of Representatives passed it. I mean, they have actually forecast what they will do if they take both House and Senate.
Yeah, the Equality Act has already passed the House, already. And we know politically how it passed the House. It has not passed the Senate. They have 46 votes in the Senate. They just win a few more Senate seats. It'll pass the Senate. And as far as candidates running for president, we very easily could have someone signing this into law. We at the Pacific Justice Institute have a petition on our website to oppose the Equality Act. We need to have our voices heard. Let politicians and people in Washington know our vote's not going to be taken for granted. And that petition is one way of doing that. Now, people, as far as what it does, let me just give some real quick overview. First, it's going to effectively shut down every Christian adoption agency in the United States because it will force them, a Christian adoption agency, to adopt a kid and put a kid in a same-sex relationship couple or transgender sexual a couple that clearly goes against biblical teachings and what they know in their heart and in a loving way is best for that child. They'll be forced to be shut down because they're not going to compromise in that regard. Now, once again, also with regard to churches, employees, there's no exemption in that legislation for churches and pastors.
Yep.
So if a pastor hires a youth minister, and then that youth minister ends up marrying someone of the same sex, they'll be prevented from firing that person because the LGBT movement in this gives no accommodation and tolerance towards religious people and religious convictions.
It's a really involved issue here, and let's refer people to PacificJustice.org, and you're going to find right on their site, and I see it right now, what you need to know about the Equality Act, and download that and become familiar with this. But as Brad said, it's passed the House. Mitch McConnell has not advancing that, and Lord willing, we will not see that advance this session, but it's already got the grease skids right now. The skids are greased for this to pop up again. Let's go to Phoenix. This is Phoenix, Oregon this time. Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question for our host. The other day, I was in a retail store, and I went in to buy a pair of Levi's, and they were on sale for like $15. I thought, wow, what a deal. Like, went in, got them home, tried them on. They fit perfectly. Best pants I've ever had fit. Got to looking at them a little closer and feeling them, and they're women's pants. Is this something I should keep, or do you think I should just return them?
yeah, that's definitely an individual question, but I would say, I don't know. I never put on women's jeans before, and I don't know if anyone would notice whether they're women's jeans or just the custom, European jeans for men. I don't know. So I think I'm glad you mentioned that in a way though, because individuals that believe in gender identity in a healthy way, we don't have to paranoid about whether something is maybe looks male or female. If we're trying on, it feels good, it looks good on us. We have a lot of freedom in that regard. Where we step up to the plate, though, is we're dealing with government trying to push and encourage gender confusion, which we know is so harmful. And one way they're doing it, with this bill in California, for example, is the legislation that it only precipitates that confusion in toy stores and dressings and dress stores. We even saw, by the way, and as far as confusion on an HGTV show, I just could not believe this.
Yes.
It was a thruple.
Thruple, yep.
A man and two women married all together, presumably sexually intimate all together. And here's what was really sad: it wasn't like a freak show, coast to coast or something that's way out. This was viewed as a normal alternative relationship, which has so many facets of concern, both from a society perspective, but also from a relationship, healthy relationship perspective, influencing the minds and thoughts of our children, our young people. Very, very concerning. HGTV did this. Shame on them. And we need to be really diligent to hold them accountable as consumers when we see them pushing those things so irresponsibly on our airwaves.
We're going to move to our next caller, which is Kip in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Kip, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Brother Jim, Brother Brad. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. When I say this, I feel like a broken record because I say it all the time. But we're literally seeing the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the men of Sodom came to Lot's door and he begged them not to do this wicked thing, and they said, "Oh, so you're our judge now. We'll take you and do worse with you than we would have with them." And not only that, what really amazes me is after the two angels blinded those men, they still kept trying to find the door. Yeah. That's how insane these people are.
Yeah.
And it's just plain tyranny. And I think, too, parents are going to have to start going to the secondhand stores.
Hmm. Kip, thank you for the call. And South Dakota, of course, a state where the legislature is dominant by Republicans, failed to pass legislation that would bar this transgender transitions from taking place on minors. Very harmful actions taking place there. But certainly, no matter what state, whether our state has a population of 800,000 or multiple millions, there are things going on, Brad, that we need to be made aware of.
Yeah, there really is no safe state in our country. And it all comes down to individual communities. I remember DePere, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We had a case where they made it illegal, basically, for a church to be able to fire a minister on staff who was engaging in a same-sex sexual marriage that violated their faith. They made it illegal. We had to go into court and get it struck down as a violation of the state constitution there in the small town of DePere, Wisconsin.
Yep.
So there really is no safe place. We, though, need to be responsible as believers to, number one, not be ashamed of the teachings and the beliefs that we have as Christians. But number two, we also cannot forget to reach out in love and grace for people who are lost, who are deceived, who need the hope and forgiveness and healing through faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to Terry next. Rockford, Virginia, you're on the air, Terry.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Terry Wolford. I live in Radford, Virginia. And I was calling because we were just told about, well, actually the parents were not informed, but I found out that our school system is now allowing transgenders to use whatever bathroom they feel most comfortable with, really any student.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real problem that's hit our little town of Radford, Virginia, and the school system is basing it on case law that has happened in Gloucester, Virginia.
Terry, thank you for informing us. We're up against a break. I'm going to have our guest comment on this right after the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We'll be back in 1 minute.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Have you ever heard of the Council for a Livable World? The Council for a Livable World was started by a man that was connected to the Socialist Party in Hungary. He started it here in America as an advocacy group to do what? To disarm America. To gut America's military. The Council for a Livable World eventually was run by Al Gore Sr. Al Gore Sr. and his wife recruited a young man to run for the United States Senate when he was 29 years old. His name? Joe Biden of Delaware. The Gores also were involved with Armin Hammer. Armin Hammer was known to be a Soviet agent and was under investigation by the FBI. Think about this. America's communist enemies putting elected officials into office to gut our military so we lose.
program is called Crosstalk. Our guest today, Brad Dacus, who is the president, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Be ready if you miss the web address. We'll be giving that. We'll be providing a phone number to the organization where you can contact them as well. Before we went into the break, Brad, we had Terry, who called from Virginia, talking about they just found out this policy is going on in their school, their small town of, I believe it was Rockford, Virginia, and indicating that, you know, all of a sudden we find out this is a policy here.
Yes. President Obama, unfortunately and tragically, he signed an executive order dictating this kind of outrageous, hideous policy on every public school receiving any government funds from the federal government at all, which is most of them out there. Fortunately, President Trump responsibly, the executive order, repealed that. So only the state of California is the only state that legislatively is mandating this. Other states that are deciding, or cities and school districts and other states that are deciding to implement this policy, are assuming a liability because they're not covered by state law mandate. They're not covered by federal mandate. That means they're responsible for harm and damages that may occur to any child at any time, whether in the bathroom or in the locker room where kids are changing and being naked in front of each other. So I encourage parents out there, if you know of a boy or a girl that has been any way adversely impacted, maybe felt visually violated or saw another child naked from the opposite sex that they weren't wanting to see, that you as a parent did not want them to see, you should not hesitate to contact us for free legal representation and counsel. We never charge for our work. And we're unique in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We at Pacific Justice Institute work hard to make sure no one is left on the side of the road, that everyone gets the protection that they need without charge, dealing with parental rights, religious freedom, or the sanctity of human life across the country.
Folks, the website is pacificjustice.org. Their phone number is 916-857-6900. That's 916-857-6900. 6900. William is calling from East Troy, Wisconsin. You're on the air, William.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to mention that these are some of the reasons why we chose to homeschool when school districts are redefining the terms of marriage and also like gender issues and family. You know, a biblical Christian worldview out of Matthew 19 where Jesus defines what marriage and those relationships are. But my question today is, and we also use the buddy system whenever we took our children to the bathroom. Always go in pairs to make sure that there's no weird things going on.
Mm-hmm.
But Brad, my question to you is, if a person like Walt Hare or even like David Arthur who've come out of like the transgender or homosexual lifestyle, what happens if someone comes to them and wants to know how to get out of this lifestyle? Would they be found guilty even though they used to be like homosexual or transgender? I mean, what's the protection that they have?
Well, we believe they have clear First Amendment protection, and we at Pacific Justice Institute won a major case before the United States Supreme Court last year defending the free speech rights of pro-life pregnancy clinics not to have to advertise abortion. In that decision, the court said that free speech rights of professionals like psychologists, lawyers, doctors, etc., has the same protection as other free speech. And why that's so significant is that any efforts by state governments to pass laws limiting the rights for counselors, for example, to counsel those who are struggling with same-sex attraction or gender identity, that can be challenged as unconstitutional. And people, no matter what state you're in, you should not hesitate to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute if you are in an occupation that is in any way being regulated or limited like that. The Supreme Court is ready to have those taken up, and we're very confident they'll be struck down as unconstitutional, those kind of mandates. And by the way, on the homeschooling front, hats off to you. We at Pacific Justice Institute are encouraging churches across the country. They may not be able to start a private school, but they can start easily a church homeschool co-op. And these are not difficult to do, and we are willing to work with churches across the country. It's going to be part of our video we're coming out with on sex education, to give alternatives and options for people to right now take efforts to protect children from spiritual genocide.
Thank you, William. We're going to squeeze one last caller in. Monica from Mobile, Alabama, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering, I have a question and a comment. Now, I missed, how many states is this legislation in? And also wanted to comment that Christians everywhere should be praying that the parents of these children should see the light and do something more about this.
Thank you, Monica.
Satanic legislation.
Yes, and I think you worded it well, because it's not logical. There's definitely a spiritual dimension that cannot be denied with what's being pushed at a very, very rapid rate. California is the only state that I know has made it a state law with regards to letting boys go in girls' locker rooms. But a number of states have made it illegal, California, New Jersey, Oregon. The list is growing, where it's illegal to have counseling for those under the age of 18 who are struggling with gender identity, same-sex attraction. We're ready at Pacific Justice Institute to take those on in any state and get that to the Supreme Court as soon as possible, and just pray that the president will have the opportunity in the years to come to appoint more justices, especially to the United States Supreme Court. The stakes are very high, and we need to remember that as we make our decision in the polling booth this coming November.
Monica, thank you for your call here as well. Brad, just in conclusion, we've got just a minute left, but you've got resources on your site. You also have you put out newsletter, email alerts, etc. How can our listeners get engaged with what you're doing?
Yeah, we've got a fantastic newsletter. It's once a week. It's short. It's called The Legal Edge. They can get that for free along our other resources like our opt-out forms on our website, pacificjustice.org. pacificjustice.org, and we're here to serve them without charge all the time. They should go to our website, pacificjustice.org. It's our joy and delight to serve your audience.
And again, folks, a phone number, if you don't have web access or you need further help, you need to talk with someone, the phone number of Pacific Justice is 916-857-6900, 916-857-6900. And Brad, I'm confident you're going to continue to blow the whistle if anything moves on this Assembly Bill 2826.
Oh, we will. Our Sacramento office will continue to watch that very closely.
Thank you, Brad, for being with us here today.
Thank you, Jim.
Folks, again, we have this agenda that's being pushed by the LGBTQ+. Targeting children, targeting youth, and we're seeing that on so many fronts. And now, legislation introduced in the state of California that would mandate businesses with X number of employees to have gender-neutral retail experience, a gender-neutral sales floor as it relates to clothing, as it relates to toys. Folks, we got to continue to be in prayer for this nation and be praying for those that have been entrapped by this lifestyle. There's hope and freedom found in Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.